welcome to episode 20 of Nuna Generation Podcast. I'm Nuna Annie.
I'm Nuna Michelle.
What's been going on, Michelle?
A lot's been going on this week, and I can't wait to get into it.
Girl. Let's start with FX, because okay. That one's like a bit of old news.
All right.
That we didn't get to last time, because it didn't come out yet.
Yeah.
But, so their whole new album came out.
Yes.
Four Walls.
Yes.
Did you like it?
I like only two songs on the album. I like Four Walls and Diamond.
Same here. I like Diamond.
Yeah, I like Diamond. And I had to miss her K-pop for that, but we'll get to that later.
I do too. But like, I feel like their whole album just sounds basically like the leftovers that didn't make it onto the Red Velvet album.
Red Velvet, yeah. Because I feel like Red Velvet and FX are like kind of like the same group, really. Like they can
just...
Same sound, same like concepts. I feel like Red Velvet is just like a miniature version of FX, really.
Mm-hmm. But I like Red Velvet's album more than I did FX.
Yeah, true.
I feel like some kind of screwed FX over with this album. They just kind of like dumped all the shitty songs into their album. Like, fucking Glitter? It sounds like some Disney Channel shit. What is this? Sounds like a Disney song.
I'm like, what is this? Like,
these girls are almost 30. Why are you making them sound like, you know, freaking sing Disney songs?
The chorus is literally, glitter, glitter, glitter. That's the chorus. I'm not even kidding you. Glitter, glitter, glitter three times.
It's a Tinkerbell theme song.
I was like, this song is so weird.
I don't know.
But Diamond is like nice and upbeat.
Like I like the beat, like, yeah.
It's a banger.
It's like the only song I enjoyed, really.
Yeah, me too. So I wasn't really feeling FX. And speaking of FX, did you hear that Crystal may be gay?
What?
Yes. Have you seen the Vine?
No. The Vine?
Yeah. So last night I was on AsianJunkie.com and he, or she, I don't know what gender, posted a Vine of Crystal, like, taking a picture at a press conference with a fan who's a girl, like a cute little petite girl. And when the girl left, she, like, was checking out her ass, and she, like, licked her lips and, like, did the eyebrow thing.
What?
While she was checking out her ass. And there's, like, no denying it. Like, she was checking out her ass.
I mean, I check out other girls' ass, too, just to compare.
No, I check out other girls' ass, too, but I'm not licking my lips. Or like,
I'm not giving them the eyebrow.
I'm not giving them the thirsty-ass look. Like,
oh, my God.
She looks thirsty as hell in that video.
You sure that wasn't, like...
No, it's not edited or anything.
Really?
No.
Damn. Damn, girl.
And all the comments are like, yay, gay, Crystal's gay, I have a chance. And I'm like, what? I'm like, this is hilarious. But, like, if anybody was gay in the group, I thought it would be Amber, but apparently she's straight as hell. Like, she has a boyfriend. Crystal's the one who's gay.
That's just random. Really
I know.
Random.
I'll show you the Vine later. Oh, yeah. Girl.
we'll put on the Tumblr for y'all.
Yes, definitely.
In case you missed it.
Yeah, so I was kind of shocked that Crystal's gay, but, I mean, whatever. More power to her.
Go, girl.
You go, girl. You get that. Speaking of
lady parts.
Lady parts.
I don't know how to segue, but anyways, Brown Eyed Girls also made a comeback this week, and they're singing about their warm holes.
Yeah, I just saw the video, and I was like, are they singing about having an STD or something?
I mean, there's a fire in their hole.
She's like, take me to the hospital. I'm burning down there. Girl, you need to, you know,
get girl, you need to see your out. Gyno. There is something
wrong.
That's
not something to be proud of. Like...
Stop singing about your fire in your hole and go see somebody about
it. Go see a doctor, okay? I'm concerned for your hole.
That ain't normal.
Not normal. If it burns while you pee, like, there's issues, okay? Go to a doctor. Don't make a K-pop song out of it.
Oh, my God.
And they're, like, dressed as, like, Playboy bunnies, too. It's just...
The whole video is full of sexual innuendos, basically.
I wasn't feeling it. It reminds me of, like, Stellar and how they try too hard.
Oh, yeah. It totally did. But the thing is, they're an established group.
Yeah.
And they're making their comeback after, like, a long time.
But why this concept? Like, I feel like Brown Eyed Girls, they're more, like, a mature group. So they should be having more, like... deep, sexy songs, not this, like, Playboy bunny shit and, like...
I know. It's weird. Like, the concept is really weird for them. Like, an older group like them.
Yeah, it was weird. I didn't really feel it.
You know, they got a fire down there. They gotta sing about it.
Girl, you gotta go to the doctor. Don't sing about that.
Speaking of other comebacks... Rania, that's how you pronounce it. It's been a long time since they've, like, put out a song. I think it's because, like, they lost some members.
Yeah.
And so they got, like, three new members, and one of the members is a black girl.
Yeah, she's half black, half white. She's from America, and she's, like, part of Def Jam Records, and she's been in a Chris Brown music video. Like, she's actually, like, done some stuff in America, but for some reason, she joined a K-pop group. I don't know why.
It's because she loves K-pop, apparently.
She does? So she,
yeah.
But, like, I was checking out her Instagram, and she doesn't follow any K-pop people at all. Mm-hmm. She doesn't follow, like, CL or anything. Like, nobody. And yeah. all her posts are non-K-pop related. So I feel like maybe they're just trying to, like, push her into K-pop because she needs more exposure. Maybe Rania's just, like, trying to do, like, some media play to get
more. Well, they're trying notoriety. To get, like, an American debut, Rania.
Are they?
Yeah. They had, like, basically a Korean Kickstarter for their American debut, and they're asking fans to give them, like, $4,000.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
And I'm like, you're asking your fans to give you $4,000?
Yeah, like a crowd fund.
Your company doesn't have $4,000? Yeah. That's, like, mad shady for to me.
Like, and, like, $4,000 isn't a lot of money.
Exactly. How are you going to debut with $4,000? It doesn't make any sense.
Exactly. And I've heard people saying that their, like, company is shady as fuck.
It sounds freaking shady.
Yeah. Like, so I don't know if they're broke or what's going on, but I feel like this is like a gimmick, like trying to get a black member because she isn't really a member, I feel.
She's not on the album cover. Could they say it's like visa issues?
Yeah, but I mean, she could work from here though if it's a visa issue. Like she could learn the choreography, like take pictures and then Photoshop her in it or something.
Did you see them like, you know, in their comeback?
Yes. Did you see the
Mnet?
Yeah. She only performed like 5 seconds in the beginning and then left the stage. I'm like, what the hell?
And they're saying because she didn't have time to learn the choreography. Yeah, but she was also wearing like different clothes than the other girls. Yeah. So it didn't look like she was in the group at all. It totally looked like she was just like
a featured
rap artist and that was it.
That makes me feel like this is just a PR stunt. Like a public relations consultant was like, you know what? Rania is going downhill. We need to like, you know, somehow bring them back into being relevant and let's just get a black member so people start talking about it, which worked because now everybody's like,
they are talking about
you know,
it.
Paying attention to it. But I feel like she's not really a member and I don't really expect to see much happen.
Yeah.
I feel like she's just there like just to get in the views and whatever.
I think she's just there for that song and that's it.
Which is disappointing because I actually would like to see more diversity in K-pop if that's even possible. Like, to see, besides, you know, Chinese members or Asian members, maybe, like, a white member or a black member.
Well, there is Vernon. He is half white.
Yeah, but he's still Asian.
Yes.
But, you know, like, more diversity. Like
that's true. Yeah, me too. I want to see that as well.
So I'm excited to see what happens with Alex and Rania. I'm following her on Instagram and Snapchat.
Mm-hmm. Has she posted anything from Korea or no?
No, not yet. She just posted, like, her nails getting them done in Korea, like, really nicely. And then her with her unease on stage.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then speaking of comebacks, did you hear about the MAMA Awards?
Oh, yeah.
Did you see the nominees?
Mm-hmm.
What's up with, like, Best Dance? Like, BTS didn't even get nominated.
Ridiculous.
They're like really well choreographed. Like Dope was dope.
Like, I know. Like where was that?
Yeah.
It's so fucking messed up.
And like as much as I love Big Bang, like Big Bang was nominated for Bang Bang Bang. I'm like that dance is super simple. Like I can do that dance and I can't even like dance.
Yeah.
So I feel like they got snubbed and that is like unfortunate because I feel like BTS deserves it.
Mm-hmm.
Like I feel like they're such an underdog that they should, you know.
Were they nominated for anything else? Because I feel like MAMA likes to snub people who they didn't invite to the award show.
Yeah, that's
true. You know?
Yeah, it's like politics. Like,
it is.
Like YG has MAMA wrapped around their finger. That's why Big Bang always performs every year and basically takes the big award and stuff. So I feel like it's like the company has a good relationship with Mnet. They'll have those nominations. And what's
probably
up?
Probably Big Hit doesn't have like a good relationship with them. Probably
they're a small company.
Damn.
And what's up with them having Paris Hilton last year? Like that was so weird.
Who gives two shits about Paris Hilton? Apparently, the Koreans love her over there.
Why? She's so irrelevant.
It's really weird. You know that bald guy?
Yes.
The bald comedian.
The gay guy.
Yes, the gay bald comedian
from
guy.
He's like the mayor of Itaewon.
Yeah, he got like a restaurant and everything. Yeah. So that guy, he was basically saying how he upstaged Paris Hilton at like a club once, and he was like, that was like his shining moment. Like,
that was his shining moment.
When he fucking upstaged Paris Hilton at a club
in Korea.
If that's
the highlight of your life, then
he's awesome, though. He's really awesome, though. I love that guy.
Hong Chul, I think is his name.
Yeah.
He's amazing. Like, I want to go to his restaurants. I love him. But, like, yeah, Paris Hilton, what the hell?
Yeah, it was random.
That was real. And, like, Tao took a picture with her. Like, Dude, your image is already down the drain. This is not this helping. This doesn't
help it, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, God, Tao, bless him. Speaking of...
You shall not be named on this podcast, and you just named
him.
Oh,
my God, I am so sorry. I forgot there's a ban on that guy. Sorry. I broke the rules.
It's like the way Perez Hilton, you know, bans talking about Kardashians. We're going to ban talking about Tao. You know?
What's my penalty or whatever?
Speaking of penalty, IU is getting a lot of shit these days. Oh my God. You want to talk about it?
Should I just get into it?
Get into it, girl. Okay, get into it.
Okay, so apparently people think IU is a pedophile because she sexualized a 5-year-old.
Oh my God.
Did you hear about this?
I didn't hear the whole story. I just heard her lyrics were a little sexual and Lolita-like.
Yeah, so, okay. So I guess I'll start with the sexualization of a 5-year-old.
Oh
yeah.
Oh my God.
You know that song ZZ on the album, mm-hmm. 23? Okay. So she based that song, like she wrote that song herself, and it's about a book from Brazil called My Sweet Orange Tree. Have you ever read that book when you were little?
No.
I never read that book either, but apparently a lot of people read it in like middle school, elementary school. It's about this kid, little kid who's 5 years old, and he gets abused by his dad, like, but not sexually, like physically.
Wow.
And his coping mechanism with the abuse is like he has this imaginary friend who's a tree. And that's his, like, only friend. And he, like, climbs up the tree and they talk and, like, they're best friends, whatever. But he's also very rebellious, the kid, because, you know, he's abused. So, you know, he's very mischievous and rebellious, but he's actually really innocent. So IU was really touched by this story, apparently. And she wrote a song called ZZ based off of that little kid. And she said in an interview on the V app that she found his dual personality sexy. Like, you know how she used the word hypocrisy as well. Like, he's very mischievous on the outside because he causes so much trouble, mm-hmm. but he's actually very innocent. So
she
likes,
like, schizo bipolar people.
Yeah, basically. She found that character trait sexy.
Oh my gosh.
So people were like, so someone on Pan, like, took that interview and just used that part where she said that the kid was sexy or whatever without any other context.
Right.
And posted it on Pan, and everybody was flipping out because they saw the word child and sexy in the same sentence and were starting to think that I was a pedophile.
She was so like, it was just taken out of context.
Yeah, it was taken out of context. Everyone was like, oh my God, IU is sexualizing a 5-year-old. What the hell is wrong with her? And then somebody found her, you know, the album cover, Cheshire. Mm-hmm. You know how she has the hair all like spread out?
Yes.
She has little items in her hair. Mm-hmm. Someone like zoomed in to a part of that. And it's actually ZZ, the little boy, in front of the tree. But he's wearing fishnet stockings and posed as a pinup girl.
What?
Yeah, wearing high heels, like in a very sexual position. And, like, that's really disturbing. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So, like, a witch hunt happened after that. And, like, people were just fuming. I mean, with good reason. Because it was taken out of context. So people were like, what the hell is IU? What's her problem? Why is she sexualizing a child? And a child of abuse on top of that. So, and she stayed quiet for like the whole thing.
Yeah.
And then finally yesterday she released an apology and she clarified that she didn't sexualize a child. She just found that character trait being like mischievous or whatever and then being childlike as being sexy or whatever. And she was relating to herself. Like she was lazy and she was like, that, like, basically, that's her personality or whatever.
Okay.
How people perceive her. And she was like, the song was written at the point of view of the tree. Because it says the chorus, climb up me. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. But, like, when I first heard the song and I read the lyrics, the English lyrics, it sounded very sexual. Like, climb up me. Okay, that means you want to get, you know.
Get on.
No, no, no. Like, it says, come up, you're a little dirty. Like, she calls the kid dirty, like. Okay. Climb up, you put your lips on my leaves. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Girl.
So, and then there's this whole like
what
Lolly.
What did do to you? No,
no, yeah. Okay. And like, and you heard about this LoliCon or Lolita concept?
Lolita, yeah.
Like, also, that's kind of questionable too, because like her whole like album jacket is her like dressed in white but very messy hair, and she's like naked underneath these white sheets. And then people, like, wrote, like, a thesis on this interpretation of her album jacket. Like, literally, like, I feel like they should put all that energy into their studies because, wow, I was impressed. But, like, they wrote, like, an essay analyzing every, like, metaphor
detail.
in her mm-hmm. album. Like, you know how she's in her album jacket? She's underneath the sheets naked. And then in back of her are these books. And one of them says Leon. One of them says Delicate. One of them says, like, something else. And it's actually a reference to a Lolita movie. Where what? This, like, old man dominates, like, a 12-year-old girl sexually.
Oh, my
yeah.
God.
And there's, like, a picture of her with, like, smudged lipstick. And
okay, I can see what all the yeah. uproar is about now.
And now that picture with a smudged lipstick is reference to that movie where a little girl's, like, with smudged lipstick. Yeah, and it's just, like, really, and I didn't know what Lolita was, so I had to Wikipedia it, and as soon as I Wikipedia'd Lolita or Lolicon, it was a picture of, like, five-year-olds and, like, really scantily clad wearing white clothing.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's exactly IU's theme right now. Like, I didn't even need to read the article on Wikipedia. Just seeing the picture of the little girls in white clothing was like, okay, I know what this is about now.
There's, yeah. like, a whole Japanese fetish community, by the way, about Lolitas.
I heard
and then,
about,
like
Lolitas.
Gothic Lolitas, like Gosu Lolis and
like
stuff
they
like that.
Like, they wear, like, maid outfits, or is that something
like
else?
It's, like, a cutesy, you know.
Like, those maid
those
cafes?
Cutesy dresses with, like, the petticoats yeah. underneath, those kind of, yeah.
You know those?
It's, like, a whole community over there.
Have you heard of those maid cafes? Is
yeah.
that it?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, because I stumbled upon a maid cafe convention once by mistake.
What?
When
Where?
I went to D.C. for a conference, uh-huh. and at the hotel that I was staying at, they were having a Lolita or maid cafe. And there was, like, all these girls dressed up as, like, maids. And I was like, what the hell? Like, French maids.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, this was, like, an anime thing.
Oh, my gosh. You stumbled upon an anime
I stumbled
convention.
Upon, like, a Lolita conference. It was the funniest thing ever. And there was a quinceañera going on at the same time. It was, like, maids and then a quinceañera, like, a girl in a gown. I'm like, what is going on right
girl.
Now? Get me out of here.
What is that?
And then I was, like, stuck behind her party, like, her court. So I was, like, a bunch of teenagers. And I was like, oh, okay, let me just get to my room.
Oh, man.
But, yeah. So, yeah, IU, like, she's just, I don't know, I feel like she needs some help.
Some serious help. That
and then,
doesn't sound right.
And then there's more. I mean, you know that song 23?
Mm-hmm.
There's a part, have you seen that video where she's drinking yeah. from a baby bottle?
I don't remember that.
Yeah, apparently she drinks, and I had to go and see it again because I missed
yeah.
it. She's drinking from a baby bottle, like, all cutesy, and then she pours the milk onto a Barbie doll. And apparently at that moment in the song, it says, I want to be a moist woman. A woman. A moist
what?
Woman. Yeah. You know what that means, right?
Yeah.
Obviously.
Obviously.
So.
She got a wormhole too.
Yeah. Like, I feel like IU's having, like, a sexual awakening, which there's nothing wrong with that.
Uh-huh.
But, like, there's no need to be sexualizing kids or making any references to a child story that way, you know? And then people are, like, interpreting this as her actually making fun of the whole thing because people view her in a sexual way when she was, like, younger. Like, when she was 15 and first
mm-hmm.
debuted, like, Uncle fans were sexualizing her. So I feel like she's just poking fun at that by having a Lolita concept. I don't know. I'm just, like...
Because she's still really young looking.
She does. Like, she looks like she's really young.
Yeah.
Even though she's 23, she looks like she could be, like, 15.
Yeah.
So, and she's having, like, a sexual awakening, and she doesn't want to be perceived that way. I get it. But the way she went about it was kind of, you know, not the smartest
she's
way.
She's having a sexual awakening.
She's having a sexual awakening. I feel like she is. Like, she's dating a 30-year-old guy. I'm sure she's, you know, getting it on with
yeah,
him.
Yeah, and her album is full of sexual innuendos and stuff.
Yeah, and there's even more scandals with IU. I'm sorry.
Oh, God, really?
There's more. Okay, and also the song from Producer where, you know, she's Cindy and she's performing on the Mnet
mm-hmm.
show. Or Music Bank, I'm sorry. She sampled a song from Gimme More from Britney Spears without
Oh, is that
Britney's
why people
permission.
Were saying she's plagiarizing Britney?
Yeah, I mean, people are saying it wasn't her fault because she didn't produce the song.
Yeah.
But it's clearly Britney Spears' Gimme More if you listen to it. And
mm-hmm.
Britney's even has, like, background vocals on the song. So I was like, okay. It's just, like, scandal after scandal with her. And I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen because it feels like people are trying to exile her from the industry.
Poor girl.
Yeah. But yeah, that moist woman thing, yeah.
Michelle's all, like, cringing right now. Like,
I'm cringing.
Like, girl.
Girl, okay.
From warm holes to moist women.
Yes.
this podcast is taking a really weird turn.
I know, but I had to just discuss that because it was like people are just going at her hard, and I'm concerned for her. I feel like, what's going to happen with IU now?
I don't know.
Yeah. Speaking of people going hard at IU, the netizens are also going hard on Miss A's Min. because apparently she gained a few lbs.
What?
Yeah. Have you seen pictures of her?
I haven't seen her on Instagram. Yeah. It's on Instagram or
it's on Medicine Buzz, I think I found it. I don't know where I found it, but it's on one of the sites.
Mm-hmm.
And she's very noticeably overweight now.
What?
Like her whole face.
I mean, she's always been a little chubby.
Yeah.
Like she's never been as skinny as like, you know, Susie or anything. Yeah. But
now but it shows a lot on her face. And that's, there's nothing wrong with that, but people are like bashing her. Like, what is wrong with you?
Well, like, she's like, I think she's, you know, she has time off now. Like she probably doesn't have anything going on.
Yeah.
So
she doesn't need to be
chilling.
Skinny.
Yeah. I'm sure when she has a comeback, she'll like work on it. But right now she's probably just on vacation.
Yeah. But like, she's getting so much hate, And I'm like,
so mean.
Calling her like the ugly one in Miss A, that she's always riding off of Susie's fame, that she doesn't work hard.
Oh,
like,
no.
There's no reason to like bash her personally just because she's a little chubby. Like, saying she's not a hard worker, she like steals Susie's money. I don't know. Like, people are just saying all this shit
because of all the whole
Miss A and Susie thing. Yeah. It's just another excuse for them to bash Miss A and idolize Susie because people think Susie's a saint, apparently. But like, I don't know. I feel bad for Min. And Min is a very, very petite girl. So even if she eats a little bit more than usual, it'll show in her face. Because
she's pretty short.
She's really short. And people like that tend to like gain weight. Well, not really gain weight, but show their weight because of, you know, their build. Just naturally how they are.
Poor girl.
Yeah, I know. Medicines are so mean.
Well, like, but you know what? JYP should be giving her more work to do.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Faye got a drama and then haven't heard from Ja.
I don't know what she's doing. I feel like she's doing variety shows here and there, but not really much.
Yeah, don't really see her much either. Yeah. So the only working people is like Susie and Faye in the group. Everybody else is just kind of chilling.
Yeah. And speaking of JYP, did you hear about Jay Park dissing JYP?
On his new track.
Did you hear about that? Mm-hmm, oh my God.
I mean, it's expected.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he did get kicked out of the group.
Yeah, but I still want to know what exactly happened. There's so many rumors about what happened, but, like, what actually happened?
Well, it all started because of Jay Park and his, like, MySpace. This is how old it is.
His MySpace!
He posted something on MySpace.
Do you remember MySpace?
Dissing, like, yeah.
Oh, my God. I love MySpace.
Anyways, he posted something on MySpace dissing Koreans and the culture, and so...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, people got pissed off at him, and then JYP, you know, basically had to let him go from 2 p.m.
But I hear that, like, based off of the diss track that he did, that JYP, like, blocked a lot of his activities in the beginning. Like, he couldn't go on variety shows because JYP was, like, being, like, respiteful.
He probably couldn't go to another company.
Yeah, right? And then, like, Jay Park was calling JYP a fuckboy.
A fuckboy?
What is a fuckboy exactly?
I don't know. Maybe it's on a...
I don't know, Urban Dictionary.
Urban Dictionary.
Like, I really don't know what a fuckboy is. If someone can enlighten me. We're looking it up as we speak.
UrbanDictionary.com. What's a fuckboy?
What's a fuckboy? Because people are like, does Jay Park even know what a fuckboy is? Because people said he wasn't using it correctly. I don't know. What? What is it?
Urban Dictionary. According to UrbanDictionary.com, a fuckboy is a person who is weak-ass pussy that ain't about shit.
I love it.
Can you use that in a sentence? Yes, I can. Look at that weak-ass fuckboy. Oh my gosh.
Okay.
So, JYP is a weak-ass pussy that ain't about shit.
That ain't about shit. Okay. Great. You go. Keep on rapping.
Speaking of fuckboys.
Oh, gosh. No.
You know what time it is?
King Hyunjin time.
Oh, but didn't mean it.
Oops. That's our new segment since, you know.
Pass the popcorn, y'all, because this drama ain't ever ending.
Yeah. Yes, this is an ongoing thing now.
This is an ongoing segment at every week.
This
we're
is a thing.
Doing this.
Yeah, this became a thing.
Because it just never ends with this guy.
Tell me what's going on because I have no idea.
All right, so to catch everybody up, he's got baby mama drama. He's in the military right now.
Yeah.
And so his baby mama is continuing to sue him in court for neglecting to claim paternity. For this baby.
Wait, didn't the DNA test come out?
There is no DNA test because she refuses to take one.
So the DNA test never happened?
No.
That
She refuses to do it unless it's through like a legit source, you know, because she doesn't believe that it's actually his DNA. You know, they got it from military. Like she wants him like in her face and take it or something like that. I don't fucking know.
Okay.
Like she doesn't want it to be tampered with, and, you know, shit like that. That's her excuse. Okay. So there is to this day, there's still no paternity test. So how the fuck do you want him to claim paternity if there ain't no paternity test? Who knows where your wormhole has been, bitch? You know? Like, seriously. She's suing him for $14
million. $14 million fucking
dollars. But it's not only just because of this baby. It's also because she had miscarried, because he beat the shit out of her. Like, that kind of stuff.
And this was also child support? Like, or this is
separate? This is just, you know, separate. This is just because he's negligent and also he beat the shit out of her and he made her have
You can't even sue for that shit in America. That's not a cause of action.
Yeah. But, like, Kim Hyun-jun and his, you know, his family, they want a paternity test, you know, because they don't want to see this baby unless they prove that it's actually his baby, you know? So that's why they're, like, totally neglecting this lady and not, you know, giving a shit about her, because we don't know if it's ours, like, you know?
I'm sure it is, though. Like, I'm sure it's his baby.
And then so they asked her, like, oh, what's the baby's blood type, you know? Because that's how you can usually figure out, you know, if that's your kid or not, right? And she's like, she doesn't know because, you know, they never tested for blood type.
That's very shady.
It's shady, right? Because Koreans are all about knowing the blood type. Yeah. You know? Like, that's, like, the first
thing.
How do
you not know your baby's blood type? I mean, come on.
When you meet a Korean, they're like, what's your blood type? Yeah. You know? And you say A and, like, or B and it, or O. And it means you have certain personality traits, basically. Like, B, like, I'm a B.
I'm an O.
And, like, apparently bees are very vain. And, like, that's totally true. I am such a vain person.
You're such a vain person.
It's true.
What about O's? Because I don't know what...
Oh, I don't know. You got to Google that shit.
Oh, okay. Google that shit.
But anyway, it's fun to know these things. Because it really does, you know, match up. Yeah. But it's weird that she doesn't know. And so people are like, that's fucking shady as hell, right?
Maybe it is. Maybe it isn't his baby, then.
I don't know. Like,
when are we going to get this Maury thing going?
Maury clip, bitch. Can we just please have this paternity test? Damn it.
This baby's gonna be like 30 and still not know who his father is.
And like, so Kim Hyun-jung is constantly saying, he's still saying that, you know, she's lying about, you know, about the child. Like, she lies to him about the kid all the time. I don't know what exactly she's lying about. I don't know the existence of it. Like, there's a picture of it, though.
There's
like,
a picture of it.
Well, she was showing the lawyer, apparently, in court.
Wait, like, this baby exists, right?
Well, I don't know. She got a picture of some baby. I don't know if it's her baby or like, somebody else's baby.
It popped out of her vajayjay.
But she got a picture, and she's showing the lawyer, oh, like, don't you think he looks like him? Something like that. And, like,
no.
I was like, what the hell is this?
I think maybe there might not be a baby.
I'm thinking there is no baby, because she keeps, you know.
It's very shady.
Maybe
there's no baby.
She just wants the money. It's all about money. It's from the beginning, I think it's all been about money.
But the fact that it's like $14 million, that's just crazy to me. Mm-hmm. Like, he just has that money to give.
He might.
Yeah, if she sued for that much. Girl. She knows his worth. Wow.
It's just a shit show that never ends. This is the shit show that never ends. And it goes on and on, my friends.
Okay.
Yeah. Kim Hyun-jun started by smacking the shit out of her.
Oh my god.
All right. I'm done. Okay. Rant over.
You got so excited there.
It was really funny though. Every time I read news about it, I'm just like, girl, get your shit together.
Yeah, get your life together.
Oh my gosh. Ugh. Poor, if there is a child, that poor child.
That poor child.
Poor child.
I feel so bad for him. Or her. I don't know. What gender the baby is, sorry.
I don't know.
Do you know what time it is? It must be Mr. K-pop lyric time.
Hey, here we go. So I got an FX one, and you got an FX
I have an FX one as right? well.
You want to start yours?
Okay. So, you know the song Diamond, mm-hmm. the one that we like. Mm-hmm. In the beginning part, Luna says something, and it sounds like, Simon, how's your mom?
What is she really saying, do you know?
I don't know. I don't know what she's saying. It sounds like, Simon, how's your mom? Okay, take a listen. Something say, how's your mom? So what's yours?
Okay, so mine is also from the FX album, and it's from the song X.
Oh, X.
X. Have you heard that song?
Yes.
And I keep hearing in the chorus, show me the asshole.
What?
Show me the men, so I don't know what that's about, but...
Yeah. Okay. speaking of gay men, I have another Miss Her K-Pop lyric. You know that song that Zico released featuring Babylon called Boys and Girls?
Uh-huh.
So the chorus goes, I'm a boy, but you're a girl. Mm-hmm. But I just keep hearing, I'm a boy, but you're with a girl. I'm a boy, but you're with a girl. I'm a boy, but you're with a girl. That's what I hear. I can't get this out of my head. And I'm like, is he talking about Crystal Jung right now?
Ooh.
Ooh.
We've come full circle.
We've come full circle.
I'm a boy, you want a girl. I'm a boy, but you want a girl. I'm a boy, you want a...
Thank you guys so much for listening to episode 20.
Yay.
And don't forget to check out our sponsors, MishiBox.com and SnackFever.com, because they got some great offers.
Yay.
So they're on our Instagram if you want to check it out.
Yep.
And we're on Instagram at Nuna's Generation, Twitter, Nuna's Podcast, Snapchat, Nuna's Podcast.
Yeah. Reddit, Nuna's Podcast, Tumblr, nunasgeneration.tumblr.com, Facebook, Nuna's Generation. Am I missing one?
No. But if you liked our podcast, don't forget to leave us 5 stars and a rating on iTunes.
Or even just 1 star. I mean, just give us a star.
Give us a rating.
I don't even care if you give me like half a star.
It just helps other people find our podcast so we can rant to more people, basically.
Yes. Give us suggestions.
Yeah, leave us a rating on iTunes. We love you so much. Thank you so much for listening.
Yay, bye.
Bye. Fire in the hole when you touch me down there. I'm not feeling very well. Down there.